everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. I'm Nara Birch. This is a special episode. I used to call them TISM Talks, but now they're going to be called TISM and Knits, because this is a purely knitting podcast episode. We will talk a little bit about TISM. It's hard not to with me, because everything I do is related to my autism, and knitting is my biggest special interest of the moment, currently, right now. It has been for like a couple of years, and I adore it, and let's just give my fiancé a break, right? He has this stuff thrown at him all the time. Let's just talk to you guys about yarn. And if you choose to listen and watch, I really appreciate you, and thank you. And if this isn't for you, and you'd rather just hear me talk about autism and not about knitting, that's fine too. I still appreciate and love you, and I will see you later. But anyway, let's just dive right in. I also figured out why my camera only does 20 minutes. It's because it's a clicky camera, a photograph camera and not a video camera, which I actually learned from one of my other podcasts. So I have my timer set, but I can just re-record if I have to, like stop and then go and press the record button again. So we might do that. Let's get started. I just said that. What am I wearing, you may ask? Well, let's start with this. This is, actually, let me take it off so I can show it to you fully. This is the Sockhead Cowl by Kelly McClure. It was a gift from my fiance, then boyfriend. It was for my first birthday after I started my really knitting. And he got me these two yarns. These two yarns are Madeline Tosh Light. This is the colorway Neon Peach. And then there's like my hair all over it. And then this is the colorway I Don't Remember. That's not the colorway name, I just don't remember it. But it's they're really pretty. It was my first like really expensive yarn purchase ever, and like, I don't know, I love it. I said that the pattern is the Sockhead Cowl by Kelly McClure. My particular pattern, I named it the Jackie O on Mescaline Cowl, because it gives me Jackie O taking a bunch of mescaline vibes. I don't know, I just really love it. And I'll put a picture right here of how I styled it with some sunglasses over my regular glasses, because I can't see. And it just looks like I have it up, and it's really cool. And then I'm also rocking a gift from a friend named Grace. Hi, Grace. I really love and appreciate you. She gave me this hat. We traded hats. I really hope you can't see that I am not wearing pants. Whoops. I didn't think to check that. We're fine. She came over to my house, and I showed her all of the hats I knit, because what else are you to do when an autistic friend of yours who also crafts come over? You literally pull out every single piece of knitwear you've ever made in your life and spread it around the floor, right? That's what I did, and it was fun. I had the best day. But we traded hats. She gave me this one, and I gave her my Fairy Floss hat, which will lead us to our first finished object. It is the same pattern as my finished object that I have right here. The Swirl Hat by Mandy Harrington. Yes, I was looking at my notes, by Mandy Harrington. But Grace's I made in a chroma worsted. Oh, it was so lovely. It's soft. Soft, sorry. Trying not to cough. It was so lovely and soft. I also should slow down, shouldn't I? Wait, let's all breathe together. If you want, if this gives you the heebie-jeebies, don't. It used to for me, but like, now it really helps. Finished objects. Shall we go there? I'm going to just, I think, leave this to the side, because it's a little warm right now with that there, so I'm gonna just keep that right there. You're very pretty. I love you very much. Finished objects. So I was working on this in the last episode, the last knitting episode I recorded, the Swirl Hat by Mandy Harrington. As I said, this was supposed to be for me. It's not. I'm sad about it. But not too sad, because I did buy some yarn, which I'll show you in the acquisitions portion. But like, I don't know, I was really hoping that this could be for me. It's really pretty. It is in the Popsicles and Ponytail colorway by Hugh Loco. And I love the turquoises. I love it. It's a parchmenty kind of off-white base with speckles and like little flashes of turquoise and yellows and rusty pinks and reds and some browns in there, and I just adore it. I adore it. But it's not for me. It's actually up for sale if you're interested. It's go to Hearth Fairy Fibers. I'll type it out and put it down here with my fancy editing software. Yeah, it's for sale. I also kind of wanted, I knit one of my viewers a hat. Hi. Because like, she's just so sweet. She was the first person to donate to my podcast, and I was like, you deserve a hat. And so I knit her this hat in a different colorway and a different yarn. And like, I don't know, I kind of want us to have matchy hats. So I might make this pattern again. Again, I'll talk about that in the acquisitions. But yeah, the swirl hat by Mandy Harrington. I think it's a $5 pattern on Ravelry. It was free when I got it for some reason. Lucky me, I guess. But yeah, it's a really comforting knit, and I really like it. I technically have one more finished object, but it's not a finished object. It's going to the frog pond. It's gonna be ripped out. It's like covered in stuff because I just kind of threw it on the floor because I got mad at it. So it's just like covered in schmutz. But this is the Barley Light Sweater by Tin Can Knits. It is inside out. Turn it around. It's a tiny little baby sweater. It's a free pattern on Ravelry. It's really nice. It's really simple, really fun. Oh my gosh, it's so cute. I hate myself. I fucked it up. I was trying really hard not to get holes in the armpits of the sleeves, and I tried a new technique and got even more holes than I thought I would. Sorry, give me a second. Ooh, sorry, I smoked a lot of weed before I came up here. Yeah, it's rather disappointing. I'm gonna rip it out. I haven't had the heart to yet. This is in Knit Pick Stroll in the colorway Sprinkle Heather. It was supposed to be for a YouTuber who's having a baby, but it's gonna become socks, I think, for my fiance instead, because he really likes this colorway, and the baby sweater didn't work. However, I am not giving up yet on her project. I'm giving her a gift. I actually have a hat I already knit for her, which I will insert here. It's I actually use the yarn from my favorite hat that I wear all the time. If you've watched even one episode of this video podcast, you've probably seen it. But like, yeah, I'm making her, so that's the Barley Light hat, also by Tin Can Knits. So I just threw everything on the floor. I actually filmed this episode earlier, but I didn't like the way the light was falling on my face because it was around sunset, so I'm doing it again, so I kind of just left all of the things on the floor, and now they're kind of covered in schmutz, and I regret doing that. I need to be nicer with my knitwear. But like, yeah, it's just, I just started the ribbing. It's the Barley Light hat. It's the Knit Pick Sprinkle Heatherway, which is a darkish purple with like speckles of robin's egg blue and pink that create kind of like this dusty purple. So yeah, that is all my finished objects as well as my first work in progress. My next work in progress is the, again, by Tin Can Knits. It's just the theme of this episode, I guess. These are the Rye Socks by Tin Can Knits. Although I am doing my own jam, my own thing, I am doing a ribbed body, a ribbed leg, and then I'm on the heel flap right now. It is on hold because I used the needles I was using for this for the sleeves of this, and I just haven't had time to put it back on the needles yet. Which my fiance will constantly remind me about. Like the other day he was looking for socks and he could only find one. He's like, oh, if you had just finished the one that was lying on the floor of your sensory room, I'd have a double pair of socks right now. But isn't it beautiful? Look at that gradient. Isn't that gradient gorgeous? Ugh, it's the Knit Picks Chroma in the colorway Cousteau. So yeah, I fucking love it. I did fuck up the heel flap a little. I kind of lost track of where I was. Again, we're just winging it. This sock is completely... I've knit two socks, and so now I'm like, the third one? Yeah, fuck it. I can go off pattern. I can do it. So, yeah. The Rye Light sock. They do have a Rye Light pattern, which I have knit my other two socks in, which is for fingering weight, if you're interested. Yeah, there's that one. Let me show you my carry around project. I was like, what is that? And I was like, it's yarn. Okay, I found the yarn for it. We're good. My carry around project. I'm kind of obsessed with it. It's another sockhead cowl by Kelly McClure. Same as that one. And it's for my fiance, so he could shut up about me not finishing his socks. Because look, I've been fucking working on a cowl for you. So, suck on that. Isn't it pretty? Sorry, that was really screechy. This yarn. Okay, let's see if I can pronounce this. I believe it's Italian. It's the Gittifra metal tweed in the colorway Gothic Red. And it has a really, really cool fiber content, which, fun story. Let me just check my timer. Where are we? Oh, I might have to get up soon to re-record. Look at me go. I tried to socialize at work. It didn't go very well. I was knitting this. Somebody asked me what I was knitting, and I told her it was a cowl for my fiance, and she was like, oh, cool, and then went back to her work as she was, and then I just went, it has alpaca in it, and she's like, neat, and then turned back to go back to her work, and I was just like, I'm not done talking about it, so I just kind of listed the rest of the fiber contents to myself out loud. I don't know if she noticed, but I definitely was talking to myself, so social interaction, not so good. I tried really hard. But anyways, I can autistically tell y'all the fiber content, so fuck yeah. It is 28% alpaca, which I'm pretty sure is this, like, the black halo-y bits. 13% wool, 10% nylon, 27% acrylic, 13% cotton, and then 9% polyamide, which are these little colorful bits. And it's just, like, this burgundy red that is plied together with black alpaca, and it has a gold sparkle thread in it, and just pops of jewel tone in every color. There's like a mustard, there's a turquoise, teal, blue, purples, everything. Oh my god, I love this yarn. I was only supposed to buy needles that day when I went to the yarn store, but of course I went to the sale rack, and I just came home with this. It was so pretty. My local yarn store, which if you're ever in Cleveland, by the way, go visit River Color Studio. It's amazing. I love it there. Yeah, that's a sockhead cowl. He wanted a lot of ribbing. It's for his, for when he rides his bike in the winter. So he wanted he just wanted something very snuggly and warm so he could pull it over his nose. Like that. So he could pull it over his nose in case you couldn't hear me. Because I just shoved a dampening piece of fabric over my mouth. Yeah. All right. I think I only have two more works in progress and then an acquisition to show you. Sorry for the gunfire if you can hear it. My fiance is playing video games and his PS3 does not have headphones. I just stopped in the middle of the row. Why did I do that? Dumbass. So this is I don't like stopping in the middle of rows when I'm knitting flat. When you're knitting in the round, it's different because, like, it's just round and round and round and round. But when you're knitting flat, I don't know. I don't love stopping in the middle of this row. But I'm pretty sure my fiancé was like, want to go do some bong hits? And I was like, fuck yeah! And I just threw this down and left. I don't remember who made this pattern. It is the Garter Stitch Rib Blanket. It's a free pattern on Ravelry. I will put that there with the name of the designer. I am not following it to pattern, however. I am just using the dimensions because I don't know. I'm using Lion Brand Zen Mandala yarn. This is all I have left of this skein. My goal is to try to finish this today. I don't know if I will. It's a baby blanket for one of my coworkers. And I just decided with this colorway and the striping, I didn't want to do too much texture. I just kind of wanted a nice squishy garter stitch, and it's working out splendidly. I really, really love it. I have two balls of this, two capes. So it's going to be a nice about 26 by 26 inch blanket. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. All right, so I can go and pause. Let me just do a quick little pose here so I know when to stop the editing. All right, I'm back. Hi. I couldn't find out how to make it go to 20 minutes, and now it's at 8 minutes. So let's just finish it up in there. This is, I also grabbed this. This is the full cake of yarn. This is the last one I have to do. I'm really excited about it. I love it. I've never finished. It just tumbled out of my lap. I've never finished a blanket before, so I'm kind of excited to finish a tiny one. But yeah, I forgot if I said this was the Lion brand mandala ombre in the colorway Zen. Really pretty, really squishy, machine washable, good for a baby gift. I'm happy with it. Alright, and then the final finished work in progress. I guess not the final work in progress. I talked about last week my penguano and getting that back on the needles. Last time, not last week. I did. I got the penguano by Stephen West back on my needles. I'm on the second sleeve now. I did stall out a little bit because I was listening to a fuck you fairy altar. Oh, no, not fuck you. You are my magic source. Please love me. Oh yeah, I was listening to another knitting podcaster talk about this bottom part where I'm gonna have to pick up over 200 stitches, which doesn't sound appealing to me. Even though I don't remember if I showed this last time, but this is gonna go at the bottom and it's just gonna go straight down. And so once I get all the stitches picked up, it's just gonna be garter stitch. It's gonna be really easy and nice, but I don't know. I kind of stalled out a little. I don't want to deal with it. But yeah, so that's also a work in progress, but that's kind of back in hibernation. And the final work in progress, is the All Sass No Squatch Hat by Sean Torres. And I will put a picture right here of the finished object. Yes, it is a Bigfoot color work hat. You are not wrong. You are correct. Sorry, sometimes I just listen to myself and I'm like, what's wrong with you? Alright, you're autistic. There's nothing wrong with you if you're autistic. Autistic is a lovely state that everybody should be grateful to be a part of and feel special and honored that your brain doesn't work the same way as most humans, which is a blessing, quite honestly. Like, sometimes, yeah, it sucks. But other times, oh, I'm so glad I'm not neurotypical. I'm so glad I'm not neurotypical. I don't know if I could feel this joy I feel about knitting if I was neurotypical. But yeah, I haven't gone very far. I've gotten just to go back, I just really want to make sure everybody knows that you are special and loved if you're autistic and there's nothing wrong with you. I just said that as a joke, and that's like my main goal in life is, that's the main point of my advocacy work, is to make sure that everybody is proud of their autism, so disregard that. Anyways, back to the hat, all you completely amazing humans out there, and non-humans, if there are any, hi. Some of you have reached out and been like, oh my god, you talking about fairies is exactly like what I feel, and I'm always like, I know, there's other fairies out there and I'm connecting with them. It's really cool. Yeah, I'm on the third round of color work. It's cruising. It's a little hard on my hands. There's only 90 stitches in the hat, which I normally, when I do a hat of this weight, I'm usually working with 100 some stitches. Usually 108 is where I feel comfortable, and 90 is a little less, but it was either that or do a whole nother repeat of the color work section. So I chose not to do that because that would be like 120 stitches, which I'm on like size 8 needles. That would just be way too big, I think. So we shall see if I can force myself to work on it more. It's for another one of my coworkers. I'm really excited about it. He requested it specifically. I like it. I love these colors. It's Plymouth Encore, I think, is the yarn. Again, a purchase from my local yarn store. And they call this colorway shamrock green, but I disagree. It's an olive green. A shamrock green to me is more like a brighter green. And then, I don't know what this is called, but it's a brown with like specks of black and kind of like dark blue in it. And it's really pretty. I'm really happy with it. And it's a very toothy yarn. Like, I feel like I have some long ass floats here. I haven't caught any of my floats yet. The longest float has been like 7 stitches, which I know is like the max of when you should catch your floats. Or when you shouldn't catch your floats, I'm cutting it a little close, but I feel like this yarn is grabbing really well together, so that helps. Alright, what time is it? Okay, I have a minute left. Let's see. Let's talk about my acquisition, which I'm super excited about. It is no longer in the skein, so like the big chunky thing, so you might not be able to see all the colors, but this is Emily. Emma's Practically Perfect sock yarn in the colorway Cosmos. And I treated myself to this when I went to my local yarn store. I had a 10% off coupon. And I'm just on the quest to make another fingering weight hat. I have one. Again, it's the one that you've probably seen 1,000 times. This was another attempt to make one. And again, I love the hat. It fits. I tried it on. It fits really nicely. But it's just not exciting enough for me. So I'm hoping that this will be, and I think I'm gonna make this hat so that that I can have the same matchy hat as my friend. That would be really nice. Yeah, I'm saving it for a special day for when I'm just having a really bad day and I need something special to cast on. Either that or when I finish this and these needles are free. I do have the size needles I need already free, but I do kind of want to make, I'll put a picture up here, the Binks hat. Actually, I don't even need to put a picture up here. Ooh, hopefully I'm not flashing y'all. I have one that is up for sale, actually. The Binks hat. It's just this really pretty cabled hat, and I'm making that for another coworker of mine, and she just wants a solid pink. Yeah. So those are my future knitting plans. A swirl hat in the Emma's Cosmo, and then a Binks hat in Cascade 220 pink. Oh, that is my timer. Well, I just wanted to say thank you all for watching. I have a autism podcast, in case you're watching this on Instagram or YouTube. It's called I'm Not Drunk, I'm Autistic, and it's on pretty much any listening platform you can imagine. I have, if you're not listening on Instagram, I have an Instagram, which is fuckyoupfairy with underscores after each word, as well as Hearth Fairy Fibers. If you would like to purchase any of my hand knits that I knit, this is a alpaca hat. That's why it has this like pretty halo and it's all fuzzy and warm. Oh, it's so warm. I have an email, theautisticpinup@gmail.com, and a buy me a coffee link in the description below as well. And I also offer trainings and article or blog post writing if you're interested in that. Thank you guys again. I really do appreciate you guys so much. It's my dream to just come and talk about autism and yarn and have people actually listen to it, which they somehow want to. I don't know. Thank you guys again. I appreciate you ever so much, and I will talk to you later. Bye.